Section 2, West Virginia's Demographic Profile. The demographics, a view of the population that can include age, gender, income, education, and employment of a state, play a huge role in the economic growth of an area. One factor that promotes economic growth is having an adequate workforce. The United States economy has been dominated by service industries over the last several decades, but growth in those areas has declined, primarily because of advances in technology and changing labor demographics. In the Mountain State, growth has been slow in all areas, but service industries have remained an important source of jobs. The workforce and unemployment. Labor demographics are a driving force in West Virginia's economy because of an increasing number of workers reaching retirement age. Additionally, the life expectancy of those retirees continues to increase while birth rates have fallen. Labor demographics have also changed because of the decline in labor force participation, eligible workers who are working or looking for a job. The loss of population also impacts the effectiveness of an area's workforce, and West Virginia has lost 59,278 people between 2010 and 2020. In the past, population loss has been attributed to people leaving to find work in other locations. In West Virginia today, that is not the case. In recent years, the reason for the state's population loss is that more people are dying than being born. Census data between 2020 and 2023 show the state had 89,419 deaths and only 55,715 births. West Virginia's population data can be a little ambiguous due to the state's having a positive net migration, more people moving into the state than leaving. The state had a population gain of 9,730 to this, from 2020 to 2023. Several reasons have been given for the migration of people to West Virginia. Included are the state's outstanding outdoor adventures and increased new economic opportunities. The state has also recently attracted several large-scale industries, including LG and Nucor, to locate here. Additionally, the Arch 2 Hydrogen Hub project will attract construction workers as well as permanent workers. In March 2024, there were 7 counties showing growth since the 2020 census. Berkeley County grew by 2.37%. Jefferson County grew by 1.33%. Morgan County grew by 1.23%. Hampshire County grew by 0.82%. Monongalia County grew by 0.69%. Hardy County grew by 0.59%. And Marion County grew by 0.04%. 5 of those counties are located in the eastern part of the state. The other 2, Monongalia and Marion, are located in the north-central area. West Virginia's adjusted unemployment rate for non-seasonal workers went down 0.1 percentage point to 4.9% in March 2024. Among the state's 55 counties, 33 reported declining unemployment rates, 9 reported increasing unemployment rates, and 13 recorded no change in their unemployment rates in March. Counties with an unemployment rate below 4.0% included Pendleton, 3.9%, Monongalia, 3.8%, Tucker, 3.7%, Hampshire, 3.5%, and Jefferson, 3.2%. Counties with an unemployment rate above 8% included Roane, 8.2%, Clay, 8.5%, Webster, 8.8%, and Calhoun, 12.1%. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained at 4.3% in March 2024 and declined to 4.2% by mid-year. Age and health. While West Virginia is losing younger people, it continues to have a population of older, unhealthy residents, and the population keeps getting older. The number of residents 70 to 74 rose by 6,661 to 71,411. That was the most growth of any of the demographic categories. 1 in 5 West Virginians is 65 or older. The state's residents are less healthy than those in other states. West Virginia has the second highest death rate in the country, and its residents have high rates of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. These diseases, which may be attributed to an inactive lifestyle and unhealthy eating habits, have resulted in 36% of West Virginians being categorized as obese. Poor health and a high death rate may also be attributed to the fact that 60% of the state's people have limited access to health care because of the lack of medical facilities and/or the distance they must travel to receive treatment. Although demographics do not determine the fate of economic growth, they are key ingredients in an economy's growth potential. Increases in productivity, for example, can lessen the impact of population losses. As the age and number of workers change, the key to success will be the kinds of jobs that are available to the workforce. Regional economic opportunities. West Virginia is divided into four geographic regions: the Ohio River Valley, Allegheny Plateau, Allegheny Highlands, and Potomac section. Although industries, like tourism and technology, and occupational clusters, like government, transportation, trade, and finance, are found in all four regions, some industries are dependent on the geographic features found there. West Virginia policymakers should ensure that any plan to promote economic development is based on each region's strengths and weaknesses. The Ohio River provides transportation, power, and recreation for the Ohio River Valley region. The river provides a means to transport raw materials to factories as well as ship finished products to various marketplaces. Manufacturing and agriculture are important economic activities in the region. Beef and hogs, two of the state's major agricultural products, are raised here. The region is known for its production of glass. Fiesta tableware continues to be a national name in dinnerware. Manufacturing includes chemicals, energy, steel, and textiles. New natural gas pipelines are connecting gas deposits throughout the state. The region is also one of two favored sites for the construction of gas-fueled power plants. Two of the state's four gaming establishments are in this region, in Hancock and Ohio counties. The Allegheny Plateau is the location for many of West Virginia's minerals. These natural resources supported the creation of several extractive industries, industries that remove natural resources from the earth, especially coal, oil, and gas. Because the capital, Charleston, is in this region, state government is a major employer. There is a high-tech corridor in Harrison, Marion, and Monongalia counties. One of the state's four gaming establishments is located near Charleston. The Allegheny Highlands includes many of the state's highest peaks and remote forested areas. Much of the region is protected by the Monongahela National Forest and the northern parts of the Washington and Jefferson National Forests. It is a region that attracts tourists who are interested in outdoor activities. It is also the location of major wood-related industries. Mining and quarries are also found here. Minerals found in this region include coal, limestone, sand, shale, and clay. The Potomac section is a large agricultural region. The rich limestone-based soil makes it a good place to grow apples, peaches, and other fruits. The state's poultry industry is located here, especially in Hardy County. Farmers also raise other livestock. Because of the influx of new residents, some of the farmland has been sold to make way for housing developments. The fourth of the state's gaming establishments is in Jefferson County. West Virginia's economy, 2020 to 2027. In 2019, West Virginia faced a health issue that would have catastrophic consequences on its economy. Worldwide, there was an announcement about a disease caused by a virus named SARS-CoV-2. The announcement cautioned that the virus was very contagious and spread quickly. At that time, Governor Jim Justice cautioned West Virginians to be aware and seek testing if they had any symptoms. By March 16, 2020, West Virginia had tested 84 people for COVID-19. The next day, West Virginia became the last state in the Union to have a COVID fatality when it confirmed a death from the virus in Marion County. As of April 2022, West Virginia reported 498,890 cases and 6,794 deaths from the virus. In the first 3 months of 2020, Governor Justice made many decisions designed to ensure that citizens would avoid circumstances where they would be near others. Those decisions initially closed schools and restaurants and ultimately told people to stay home. That led to virtual learning in schools and relying on technology for a variety of things, including working at home and shopping online. Between mid-February and mid-April 2020, West Virginia lost nearly 94,000 jobs. By the fall of 2020, as shelter-in-place orders ended and businesses began to reopen at various levels of maximum capacity, depending upon their sectors, employers managed to bring back by mid-August more than half of the previously eliminated jobs. Sectors most affected by social distancing requirements, namely retail and leisure and hospitality, have experienced the most volatility since the pandemic began. Healthcare services also saw some disruption as providers delayed non-emergency care and routine appointments to limit spread of the virus and allow hospitals to increase bed and ICU capacity. The state's unemployment rate increased to nearly 16% in mid-April, rising from just under 5%. The recovery in payrolls was at its strongest during the initial reopening phases in May and June 2020. But businesses in the state added roughly 70,000 workers overall during the 16 months or so following the job losses. This puts statewide employment at approximately 96% of its pre-pandemic level. In 2024, while West Virginia's economy has nearly fully recovered from the COVID-19 recession, there are some lasting issues. One of the major issues facing various sectors of the economy is the inability to receive supplies on time. Problems with the supply chain have impacted companies' abilities to produce products in a timely manner. West Virginia's economic growth prospects through 2027 are positive overall due to some major economic development announcements and initiatives. Three sectors, construction, manufacturing, and energy, are showing growth while experiencing major changes in how they operate and what they produce. Construction. Construction was one of the state's first economic sectors to surpass pre-pandemic levels of activity. It has continued to produce growth since then. However, West Virginia's construction sector was predicted to be hurt by a national slowdown in the housing market. The overall outlook for the sector is good because of an investment in infrastructure and some major developments, e.g., passage of the Roads to Prosperity and Inflation Reduction Acts, a $2.7 billion investment by Nucor, and the nearly $1 billion hydrogen hub from a federal government grant. The sector is predicted to see job growth of 1.1% through the end of 2027. Much of the growth in this sector will be tied to several industrial projects that are currently in the developmental stages and will bring in several thousand construction sector jobs. These projects include Nucor's planned $2.7 billion steel sheet mill and a $500 million investment by Berkshire Hathaway Precision Cast Parts Corp. that will build a solar-powered microgrid on the site of a former aluminum plant in Ravenswood. It will power a titanium manufacturing plant to make parts for the commercial and defense aerospace industries, and the construction of a hub to produce electricity using carbon-free hydrogen. Additionally, the construction sector will benefit from projects made available under the Roads to Prosperity Act. This act provides funds for the construction and repair of roads and bridges. The construction sector will also see some growth in residential construction. Although it was hurt by a national housing slowdown during the pandemic, recently an increasing number of permits for new single-family houses suggests that residential construction will now boost the economy. Manufacturing. It is predicted that manufacturing will add jobs through 2025 as it will become involved in some new industries including clean tech manufacturing, e.g., electric cars, solar panels, and wind and wave energy. These industries create less waste or toxicity. The impact of clean tech can provide lower costs to limit the number of resources needed while maintaining the company's productivity levels. The forecast calls for primary metals, miscellaneous durable goods led by electrical equipment, motor vehicles and parts, and food and beverage to lead the way in terms of manufacturing sector job growth over the next 5 years. Manufacturing will enjoy job growth of around 0.8% annually between 2022 and 2027. Long-term projects in the sector support the construction of several large manufacturing projects, many of the same ones that will support the construction sector. The forecast for this sector also will be impacted by the state's commitment to emerging industries. The forecast calls for the state's involvement in energy industries, primary metals, miscellaneous durable goods led by electrical equipment, motor vehicles and parts, and food and beverages over the next 5 years. Metals and non-metals. The metals industry has been one of the hardest hit major manufacturing subsections in West Virginia over several decades. The non-metal subsector is expected to see limited growth, but projects under the Roads to Prosperity bill provided funds to repair and/or build new infrastructure in the state. This included building and repairing roads, which resulted in increased purchases of concrete and cement. Automobiles. The prediction is for strong growth in the automotive manufacturing subsector. One of the largest projects will bring a major expansion in the Toyota plant in Buffalo. Toyota is investing $50 million in capital spending to upgrade its engine production line and develop a transmission production line for hybrids and EVs, electric vehicles. Toyota's investment represents a potential step in West Virginia's desire to develop links with clean tech manufacturing industries. Auto parts. Green Power Motor Company developed a plant to produce electric school buses. Gestamp will make parts for electric vehicles at its plant in South Charleston. Form Energy will build storage batteries at a plant it is constructing in Weirton. Sparks built a factory in Taylor County to produce cobalt-free lithium batteries for electric vehicles. Food and beverage. The food and beverage sector is predicted to increase by 1% through 2027. Most of the growth will come from the Mountaintop Beverage Facility in Monongalia County, but continued emphasis on craft beer and food-based tourism are expected to provide a boost in certain sections of the state. Energy. During the recovery from COVID-19, the energy sector was somewhat volatile. Coal has been the major producer in West Virginia for decades. Coal and electricity fell sharply during 2020, while natural gas saw a large increase in production brought on by the reduction of gas supplies to Europe following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The state's energy sector faces uncertainty due to the new federal energy policies designed to reduce carbon emissions. West Virginia has historically relied on several natural resources, coal, natural gas, wind, water, to produce electricity. West Virginians used about 3/5 of the electricity generated in the state in 2020. As a result, West Virginia was a net supplier of electricity to the regional grid and was among the top states in interstate transfers of electricity. Only 4 other states sent more of their electricity generation out of state. ARCH 2 will change the way electricity will be produced in the state when it becomes operational in 2028. President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, of 2022 makes the single largest investment in climate and energy in American history, enabling America to tackle the climate crisis and secure America's position as a world leader in domestic clean energy manufacturing. It advanced the Biden-Harris administration's climate goals, including a net zero economy by 2050. The act offered incentives for states to receive federal money to focus on ways to reduce carbon output in the environment. While reaching these goals would be good for the environment, it would result in a decreased demand for coal and natural gas in West Virginia. The state's coal production is expected to fall from 81 million tons in 2022 to approximately 69 million tons by the end of 2027. It is predicted to continue to fall as more and more emphasis is placed on using renewable sources to produce energy. Natural gas production will be more favorable than coal. The production of natural gas is predicted to continue to grow between 2022 and 2027, as higher prices provide incentives for producers to restart gas exploration and drilling. Natural gas employment is expected to follow production increases, rising from about 5,000 workers in 2022 to about 6,500 by 2027. The Repower Appalachia project will increase solar and other renewable energy in the southern part of the state, which has been hurt economically by the decline of the coal industry. This program will train a workforce to install 750 solar roofs annually. This project will be supported by an investment fund to help small businesses and nonprofits access low-cost loans and take advantage of several other incentives. Service. While goods-producing sectors have endured significant turmoil over the course of the pandemic due to supply chain disruptions, labor supply shortages, and skyrocketing energy prices, the construction, energy, and manufacturing sectors have seen employment and output recover to pre-pandemic levels. By comparison, several service-providing sectors experienced massive drops in economic activity during the early phases of the pandemic and have not recovered as much as other sectors. Concerns over infection risks in indoor settings were significant issues for these sectors, particularly leisure and hospitality during 2020 and portions of 2021. Since then, restaurants, bars, and other businesses in the leisure and hospitality sector have faced persistent problems with labor supply shortfalls. Rising wage bills, increased worker turnover, greater competition for workers with other sectors, and several years of lower immigration levels into the United States have reduced the labor supply to some degree. Some segments of the leisure and hospitality sector did not see their payroll levels reach pre-pandemic levels in 2024 and are likely not to see staffing levels reach those levels in the foreseeable future. Healthcare is another sector that experienced major issues due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Although many of the job losses the sector faced during the beginning phases of the pandemic were recovered as hospitals began to reopen patient services by mid-2020, increased hospitalizations and ICU utilization rates in 2020 and 2021 placed significant strains on the available staff and resources. Several of the state's major health provider networks had to cut back or eliminate certain types of care and services due to the large numbers of patients who require treatment for COVID-19. Recent changes within the state's healthcare sector enable some providers to hold up relatively well during the pandemic and position themselves to maintain healthier financial conditions going forward. For example, the state's largest health systems expanded by merging and/or developing partnerships with smaller rural partners or struggling regional medical centers. These actions not only helped financially, but also served to protect and eventually improve patient care in underserved areas. It is predicted that job growth in the service sector will remain strong for several private service-providing sectors over the next year or so, as the labor market for hospitals, medical offices, daycare centers, restaurants, and hotels get closer to normal. Healthcare services should continue to enjoy growth that exceeds the overall statewide average. Recent moves by WVU Medicine, Charleston Area Medical Center, CAMC, Mon Health, and other major networks are bringing about improved financial conditions and are supporting an increase in certain services that previously had not been available in some parts of the state. Among other major service-providing sectors in the state, retail trade is expected to face the most downward pressure on payrolls in the future. Consumer demand and income growth that was provided by the federal government during the pandemic are no longer available. The loss of that income, as well as high energy and food prices, have raised concerns that an economic downturn will continue to limit the amount of money families have to spend. Additionally, West Virginia's underlying demographics and changes in the retail sector from brick-and-mortar stores to online shopping limit employment opportunities in the state, particularly in those outside of the state's stronger economic regions.